USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. A police officer died after being stabbed Tuesday during a burst of violence at a transit station outside the Pentagon, law enforcement officials told NBC News. Chief Woodrow Kuss of the Pentagon Force Protection Agency says the incident happened late Tuesday morning.
About 10:37 a.m., a Pentagon police officer was attacked on the Metro bus platform. Gunfire was exchanged, and there were several casualties. The incident is over. The scene is secure. And most importantly, there's no continuing threat to our community.
Congress will award congressional gold medals to the U.S. Capitol Police and other law enforcement officers who helped protect the Capitol on January 6th after a Senate vote on Tuesday. The Senate passed the bill awarding the medals via unanimous consent. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Speaking from the White House, President Joe Biden on Tuesday called on resistant Republican governors of Texas and Florida to get out of the way of vaccine rules aimed at containing the more transmissible and dangerous COVID-19 variant. He backed city and private mandates requiring people to be vaccinated to go about some daily activities.
If some governors aren't willing to do the right thing to beat this pandemic, then they should allow businesses and universities who want to do the right thing to be able to do it. I say to these governors, please help. But if you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way of the people who are trying to do the right thing.
Three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights are asking that their federal trials be separated from the trial of Derek Chauvin, who has already been convicted on state murder charges for kneeling on Floyd's neck as he pleaded for air. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California's largest wildfire exploded again after burning for nearly 3 weeks in remote mountains, and officials warned Tuesday that hot, dry weather would increase the risk of new fires across much of the state. Firefighters saved homes Monday in the small Northern California community of Greenville near the Plumas National Forest as strong winds stoked the Dixie Fire, which grew to over 395 square miles across Plumas and Butte counties.
The Dixie Fire has covered so much ground in Butte and Plumas counties that crews have split up into two teams, one covering the fire west of Highway 70 and the other covering the east portion, which joined with the nearby Fly Fire last night. You can see the flames are burning along the hillside here, and we're right near Highway 70. In Plumas County, Lizay Mitri, KCRA 3 News.
Evacuations were ordered for the community of about 1,000 people, as well as for the east shore of nearby Lake Almanor, a popular resort area. As school starts in Los Angeles County this month, every single student, regardless of vaccination status, will be subject to routine COVID-19 testing and required to wear a mask at all times. Those are stringent requirements for American schoolchildren to simply attend classes at the public schools their parents fund. Yet there are considerably fewer requirements for children to remain in the U.S. after illegally crossing the southern border with their parents. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.